Luke chapter 12, verses 49 and 50 says this. This is Jesus Christ speaking. I came to cast fire on the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it's accomplished. He's already baptized at the Jordan River by Luke chapter 12. There's more coming. It's his facing the hard thing as he stands for God in the world, so people who look to him for the rest of time will see and will be saved, because he was willing to stand in the face of the most violent things people could do to a man on earth at the cross. That's Jesus' specific example. But Bonhoeffer is telling us, I'm telling you, we follow this Jesus Christ. We will endure something for standing firm and representing, so that anybody who looks at that can see and be saved. Because a lot of people don't open Bibles and read it. How will they know unless someone goes and tells them? It's important stuff. This Jesus, already baptized at the Jordan, where he became filled with the Holy Spirit, is looking to something more significant in his life. He's urgent about the point of casting fire on the earth. I mean, could you imagine if you had a black potbelly stove and you opened it up, and instead of throwing a fire in, you took the coals out and you put it across the carpet? I mean, casting fire upon the earth is what Jesus said. I'm going to do something that's going to burn stuff away. I'm going to do something that clears the way. This is what Jesus is talking about. This is a very serious thing. And oh, how great is my distress until it's accomplished. He's eager to do it. Not meek and mild. Not all there, little bunny. You guys, you don't get it. I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. There's going to be two in the field, and one's taken and one's left. Get on the bus. In Luke 12, we read, until it is accomplished, right? And at the cross, in like chapter 19 of the book of John, Jesus declared, it is finished. Is there something in you that's, oh, until it's accomplished, that draws from Jesus, it is finished in your life? Squirm a bit, but don't be afraid of God. He doesn't want to hit you. He has relieved the pressure. And if you're in the river, and if the current is taking you down toward the waterfall, and there's a hand at the banks saying, you don't need to finish this ride. Get out, get out, get out, get out. The waterfall is not the meanness of God who wants to hurt you and punish you. It's the consequence of the current and of the action. It leads to where it's leading. It's always been going there. And God said, don't go. Don't go. Don't go. Get out of there. And this John the Baptist came and spoke of this Jesus. And Jesus said, I can't wait. I can't wait till it's done. What then is this fire that baptizes? This baptismal fire that brings deliverance from unquenchable fire. A fire that washes away that which would have you counted as chaff. A fire that burns away all that's black, that you might see the hope that lies underneath it. Paul in the book of Romans tells us the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. John in chapter 15 tells us Jesus' words, when the Helper comes, whom I send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. The Holy Spirit. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they don't believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Who do you think that is? The ruler of this world who's judged? It's not God. Someone's running this world. And Christian, you're taught from the scriptures that he's been judged. The Holy Spirit brings conviction. Are you convicted this morning? Do you walk through your life going, I need to be a better sort of person? Do you go through life and go, Yeah, I don't need that. That's right. Okay. Do you about to lose your I don't need to. No. I'm inwardly convicted. The Holy Spirit who lives in me is saying, just a 5-second delay, Lord, is all I need. 7-second delay. You know what that is? When a person in the media speaks, before it goes out the transmitter, somebody's got a finger on a button and they can bleep it. So if someone loses it and says something naughty, they could actually stop it. It doesn't have to go. Happens on the radio, happens on the television. I need that in me. Holy Spirit, guide me, lead me, help me to not be what I'm like, but to be what Jesus is like.